Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think someone that is a threat who can hit in the middle of the order and can lengthen our lineup is going to be something that we're going to pursue. That is absolutely a path to improving our team.
With the interviews, you said a priority is middle of the order power bat. What is another priority, top of the list priority, going into offseason for you?
Yeah, starting pitching, and particularly someone that we feel like can pitch alongside or slot in behind Garrett, and start a playoff game for us.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was Brad Foe and my former guy, Keith's guy.
Well,
Craig Breslow.
The offseason isn't over yet. I'm choosing to take it somewhat a level-headed approach because last year at this time, we were very underwhelmed by the start of the offseason, and then it ended up being a massive success. Way more hits than we even would have guessed. Yeah, you got the best closer in baseball. You got a starting catcher out of nowhere who we didn't think was going to be a starting everyday catcher. And then obviously Crochet and Bregman. So it was a really good offseason. But it started with Justin Wilson, Aroldis Chapman, who at that point were like setup guy, I guess. We didn't even think he was going to be the closer.
That's 100% what I thought.
So that's part of my hope. Now, once a few names of players that we really like start going off the board, then I'll start to get a little hot and wonder what the hell they're doing. But right now I'm sort of like, all right, let's see how this goes.
Well, look, I think Breslow's made – these are good baseball moves. Like Gray and Oviedo – I think are good baseball trades. They make the team better. I'm not like a prospect hoarder. I'm not. I mean, there are some, the Roman Anthony's of the world, even Meyer, like those are guys you didn't want to trade, and I get that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But largely, the password, who they gave up for Oviedo. Joe Stinks.
Stinks.
Garcia, now we can all really lean into the stinks part of it. Kind of came out of nowhere last year. That doesn't make him a bad prospect. It doesn't mean he won't hit. But maybe. This front office believes that he got kind of pumped up as a prospect and now's the time to sell him. We'll see who's right. I'm not telling you they're right. I would just tell you the indication of this trade, if they really felt he was a top 100 prospect for a depth starter, would they really make that move? I don't think they believe in him. Again, we'll see who's right. Breslow might be wrong about that. He may be right about it. We'll ultimately get our answer, but that's my read on it. They don't believe in him as a prospect, as like a true core top prospect. Plus, he fits nowhere on this roster. He's an outfielder.
Yeah.
They already needed to subtract outfielders off the big league roster. Christian Campbell is moving to the outfield. Like, there's no place for this guy to play here. Now, maybe you could get more in a separate deal. I understand that. So, I don't think they're bad baseball moves, but what do they represent? Can you still get Joe Ryan, Cole Reagans, Tarik Skubal, Hunter Green, Freddie Peralta, like whoever the name is that you like in a trade, Mackenzie Gore, can you still get that guy in addition to these moves? Or are these moves an indication that they're out on those other names? So I wonder that. I know you wonder that, Keith. Maybe Bayo could still get flipped in a separate deal.
Right.
Here's what Brad Foe wrote today.
Okay.
He says, and Spear wrote something similar about Sonny Gray the other day. Spear is like, Sonny Gray could be a number two. And you wonder where that comes from. Brad Foe today, they believe Oviedo can be the kind of top of the rotation pitcher that would cost a whole lot more than Garcia if already proven. Make no bones about it. They view Oviedo as far more than a depth option. So we're referring to him as depth. Earlier today, I was like, if he's a depth piece that loses out to Toley and Early and guys like that, he might even be in the bullpen.
Right.
Bradfoe is saying they view him they as like a top of the rotation guy.
But they also viewed Walker Buehler that way.
I was just going to say, I don't, that to me feels like, no disrespect to Bradfoe, but if they believe that, I think they're wrong and or are trying to spin it. And that also makes me fear that they're out on some of those bigger fish.
Yeah, it feels like more of a quantity over quality, at least at this point, because you do have some guys that you thought, even if one day Connelly Early and Peyton Toley are top-end rotation guys, you would think to start the year, they're bottom of the rotation or maybe in the pen or maybe just getting them starts in Worcester, for all we know. But they'd be competing. Patrick Sandoval coming off an injury, I don't really want to pencil in Hauk or Crawford, but let's just say for the sake of it, like all those bodies in there, I don't think Oviedo is like head and shoulders above those guys. I know he's 6'6", so maybe he is, but
he's head and shoulders above them physically.
But like on the mound, I don't know.
Width and girth, 6'6", 275,
all of it. No, the only three right now that I feel like are above that pile would be Crochet, Bayo, and Gray. And I was hoping for somebody better than both Bayo and Gray. Now, they could still get that person, and then I wonder what that does to the rest of it. Because there's one thing to be said, like, hey, you want depth, especially starting pitching depth. What do you do with 12 of them, though? Like, you know, it's like we're already trying to move on from certain outfielders in order to, you know, shake up the roster jam that there is. So a couple of those guys, I guess, could start in the minors. There's always going to be injuries, and you want to be ready for that. But my positive spin, I know this is definitely going to happen, but my positive spin on it would be maybe Early or Toley is going to be involved in a much bigger trade, and they're like, all right, if we were factoring those guys in as like a 4 or a 5 and we part with them to get a much bigger piece, we don't want to have to rely on some really unproven guys. Let's get Oviedo.
Let's add Bayo on that list. Bayo, Early, and Toley.
Yeah.
Who would you want to move most to least?
I would want to move Bayo the most, Toley the middle, and then Early the least.
So I would go Early the most.
Oh!
Then Bayo.
He's got so many pitches.
Then Toley. No, I know. And I like what I saw out of him.
Yeah.
And I understand he's young and cost-controlled and all these things. Bayo, I think we do know what he is. He might be... He's still young-ish, but he may have already reached the ceiling of what he is.
Like I think we're probably too down on Bayo. I mean, Bayo's 26. You know, like that's still really young. And last year, far and away his best year. He had a 3.35 ERA. Now, the 3 years prior to that, he was, you know, fours, mid-fours type of thing. His career ERA is still over 4.
I do not want to move Toley. Now, you're telling me you're on the phone with the Tigers, and they're like, you can have Scooble, but we need Toley, that I part with.
Oh, same.
That's a guy I personally would not want to move from their young arms. But okay, so maybe they move one of those guys for pitching. If they don't, and this is what it is, and I'm kind of fearful this is what it is, then Breslow didn't deliver on what he said on the pitching side.
No, and see, where they would get bailed out is almost similar to last year, where I don't think they were banking on Roman Anthony being as good as he was at the time they called him up and like hitting leadoff and everything else before he got hurt. If Connelly Early or Peyton Toley are 30 start guys and are really good, then they're like, oh, see, we had a plan. But it's like, I don't want to bank on that. I want that to be sort of a bonus where you're like, here's 3 or 4 guys we feel really good about. And then, oh, by the way, maybe one of these guys pops and has a really good year.
So I also want to make this clear. If the Red Sox don't get bats, like let's say they can't get Alonzo and Bregman, which is what I would like. You want Keith, Alonzo and or...
Bregman, Bichette. You got to have one
Bichette,
of those guys.
Bregman, right. So let's say that doesn't happen. Well, Henry's somewhere in there. Henry's somewhere to blame for that because that is money. These trades, I don't think Henry's a problem when it comes to this. Maybe Scooble because he'd have to work out like a big giant extension.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like... Sonny Gray, I mean, do they know they can't spend on a pitcher like Dylan Cease because Henry limited that? So now Breslow has to do the most with what he can? I mean, I guess Henry's somewhere involved in all of it. He's the owner of the team. But these pitching moves, they're all trades. This I'm going to blame Breslow more for than even the free agent bats. That is Henry and his money. These trades, like he likes Oviedo and he gave up the password.
Yeah.
Does John Henry have any idea who Yovan Oviedo is? I don't think so.
No. Well, he knows now. He's our Hoss of the Week.
I'm not even sure he knows.
Yeah.
So, like, that...
No, I'm saying he would see all the graphic that Turp made.
Oh, if he saw... You think he's one of the millions of listeners?
Yeah,
he could
probably
be.
He
might be.
Yeah.
So, the pitching trades, that is going to fall more at Breslow's feet than even the bats, although Paxton had an update on that today. He says the Red Sox will spend on a big bat.
Oh.
And they're also still discussing their outfield surplus with multiple teams. They should be they're set up to be very active at the winter meetings. And I guess if you want to keep spinning it positively, Keith, they've made a couple of depth moves early to protect themselves and give themselves options once the bullets start flying at the winter meetings next week. They're in theoretically a good spot to make a move. And I guess I'm curious what your confidence level is, your comfort level is in Breslow being able to, now in his third winter meetings, actually get some stuff done there.
Rob Bradford's going to join us live from the winter meetings next week, so we'll check in and have an update. Hopefully we're talking about another signing, or at least a close to signing. I'm somewhere in the middle, honestly. I know that's, you got to usually pick a side, but I don't have a ton of confidence. I'm a little worried about some of what we've heard, and like, I just assumed Bregman was going to be back and it wasn't even going to be a thing, and now it's like, no, he might be gone. So I don't love that. But I'm not going to have no confidence. This isn't the trade deadline. If it was the trade deadline, I'd be like, I'm a 1 out of 10. I have zero confidence they do it. I'm more like 5 out of 6 because I'm hopeful that the Red Sox saw that's last year they made the playoffs and maybe they're not that far away. And I keep going back to this. They have freed up so much money with Devers and Bregman. Like, we'll see what happens with him. That John Henry can still, quote-unquote, save money from where he thought the payroll was going to be, and they can still improve the team. And that might be, unfortunately, the sweet spot, right? We're not the Dodgers, not even the Phillies. We're not one of these teams that's just going to now, oh, that guy's available? Get him. I don't care what it is, get him. Or even the Red Sox years ago.
Yeah.
David Price out there, get him.
They're not going to be that.
Like, you don't have to do that. But Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber isn't going to, because I think now Henry's probably
out on like the 200 million, certainly 300, 400, Juan Soto, 700 million guys. He's not in on those guys.
But, well, specifically like 8-9 year, 10-year deals.
Oh, that too.
It's not necessarily the amount of money, because like Bregman got paid more money per year than he probably really should have.
Good point.
That's how they came.
It's not the AAV and the money. It probably is more tied.
Yeah, they're like, this Devers thing blew up in his face. Even Chris Sale, you're like, what was that?
And Schwarber, like, Bregman, and Alonso, all of them, they're all going to be 5-year deals at most, like a maybe 6 for Bregman.
Yeah, that's why like Bichette maybe a little bit lower on like the likelihood because of he might take more years. But if it's closer to like a Trevor Story type deal, then maybe they would do that. But yeah, I don't think they're going to get the highest paid guy like this year, Libby Tucker. I don't know if they'll ever do that again.
No.
But maybe they get enough of those guys. And then they say, you know what? Smart business-wise, we did extend young players. Or at least they're doing that. They're not just like letting those guys go. Like, they got Roman Anthony locked up.
This is something I think even Breslow haters have to give Breslow. He has locked up a lot of these guys early. And maybe if you want to by proxy give Henry credit for that, and it's like small business type stuff, or small market rather type stuff. But getting to Anthony and paying Bayo and Rafaela and a bunch of these extensions, those are good, smart extensions. So they do deserve credit for that. It's like small market mentality, but they do deserve credit for that. I think it's shameful they'll never be in on the Kyle Tuckers or the Sotos or guys like that. It's shameful, but it is reality. I don't think Alonso and Bregman are out of their price range, meaning like their present-day price range, not just what it should be, but their actual price range. Alonso, Schwarber, Bregman, all those are like reasonable Red Sox type of contracts. They signed Bregman last year, okay? They've signed Story, as you said. I mean, they even paid for Devers. I mean, they got out of that deal, but they even paid for Devers. So, like, those are the kind of contracts they sign.
Yeah.
So they're in on a bat, according to Paxton. And hopefully they're not done with the arms. And we'll see how that all goes, starting at the winter meetings next week. Again, you can discuss 617-779-7937. That's how you can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour coming up. And it's time for Grab Bag.
So grab bag. It's Jones and Keith, Ted to hear on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one.
You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Certainly, it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Let's get back on that horse. Week 14, time to hit a bozo touchdown parlay. Jones, who are you going with? Who's going to get me end zone this weekend?
Okay, we're going to have a lot of points, hopefully. Anyway, fingers crossed. In the Bills and the Bengals, the Bills are what you'd call, Keith, a run funnel defense, which means they're easy to run
weekend.
A run funnel defense. That's fantasy lingo for you there,
man.
So the over under 53.5, you can run on Buffalo. Give me Chase Brown,
Chase Brown barely
at plus money, plus 105, but Chase Brown to get in the end zone this week.
You mean Michael Pittman Jr. of the Indianapolis Colts has 7 touchdowns this season, taking on the Jaguars, big game. In the AFC South, didn't score last week, so I kind of like that part of it.
Yeah, this tends to be a big part of your process.
Kind of works.
It usually works pretty well.
Some of these guys that score a lot of touchdowns, if they don't score, they're gonna feed them.
Do factor. I've heard that before.
Do factor.
Okay.
And also, I'm playing against him in a pivotal fantasy game, so I know that he's gonna score.
The emotional hedge on top of
100%.
Got it.
100%.
Okay.
So Michael Pittman, Billy.
Bucks at home playing the Saints. Long overdue for a touchdown. Give me Chris Godwin at plus 190.
All right, so we got due and overdue.
Good point.
That's good.
Nick?
I think he's going to play. He's been limited practicing for a little while, and he's missed a bunch of time. But Omarion Hampton, the Eagles are without Jalen Carter. They just gave up dual 100-yard rushers against the Bears. Omarion Hampton plus 170. I think that game's Monday night.
Omarion Hampton?
That is the Monday night game, correct. That'll be animated.
We usually come down to the Monday night games if we are.
We'll be watching the animated broadcast. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully Omarion Hampton's like Sully or something.
Omarion Hampton comes through. Yeah, good call.
Comes down to Hampton, or we cash out.
Who's the last leg?
The last leg, our guest picker once again is Dice. So after Terp went 1-10 and cost us a parlay, we kicked Terp out. We then brought in Jackson, who missed his first crack at it. Last week, Dice came on the program, hit his pick, so he gets to have a follow-up pick, and Dice is going with Justin Jefferson against the Commanders.
What's the juice on that?
He himself individually is plus 170. So all five of these are plus money.
Yeah.
Therefore, one ham would win you a Lego Death Star, a Andy Hart Christmas tree, and five hams.
Wow. Over $1.2 trillion.
Now, if you're confused about any of that, you can go to our Jones and Keefe timeline. Terp tweeted out a very handy graphic for all of those units of measure.
Let's just say you'd be doing pretty well for yourself.
I do.
A Lego Death
Star. I like it. I don't like that I bullied Dice into making a plus pick. I shamed him for picking Rashee Rice last week. I bullied him into making a juicy pick.
It's
He went with Justin Jefferson, and I kind of like the
pick.
There you go. Yeah.
I got to tell you something. This phenomenon, and to put it in a
Bag.
Notable snub from Jones's top five albums.
I do feel bad about that.
311 today.
311, yeah. People like 311.
Ooh, they're finally taking teams. By the way, Keith.
Oh, how are we doing? USA in there?
USA
yet?
Has a group. We don't have any matchups yet. They're Group D.
Group D.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Matt Khalil also in Group D. All right, we have the Survivor, the Jones and Keefe Survivor League, which is still going on for one of us.
Mm.
That is me.
Yeah, make your pick.
13 consecutive winners.
Make it snappy.
And if you play Survivor Leagues, a lot of you do, or at least maybe you did, you know that you can't pick the same team twice. So I'm kind of up against it. I've kind of used every team. And so I'm going with the Cleveland Browns this week. They are taking on the one-win Tennessee Titans, though. Someone's got to win that game.
Yeah. And
technically, they don't.
They could tie. You're
somehow
right.
Tennessee has to score, and I don't know how they're going to do it in Cleveland. We did say the over-under in that game.
Myles Garrett might have 7 sacks.
Is lower than the projected temperature.
It's going to be ugly, but we need the Browns to pull out their 4th win of the year, and then I will advance to week 15 of the Survivor. If I win the whole season, what do I get?
We're all rooting for you, Keith. We all totally don't want to see you lose one here. We're all rooting for you very hard.
$20 bill pinned to the wall.
I'll take it.
If Ken wants to send me a 20, I'll take it.
Let's put Ken on. Don't put us on the hook for that, Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, I got that grab. That grab match in my bag. You know I'm grabbing back.
Boston Celtics were winners last night, blowing out the Wizards by 45 points down in D.C. They are back home tonight to welcome the L.A. Lakers. And one of the true MVP candidates in the NBA, Austin Reeves, and the L.A. Lakers to town. This game is on Prime Video at 7 o'clock.
Good news for the Celtics.
7!
Thank you, Joe. Good news for the Celtics.
Yeah, what do you have?
Who plays good in front of the baddies? Was it him?
Oh, yeah.
So, good news for the Celtics.
Not a lot of baddies.
Not too many baddies. There can't be that many baddies there tonight, I don't think.
Unless, like, Diggs and Cardi B are there.
Yeah, unless they're shipping them in from all over, you know.
I think might.
The greater.
If the Lakers are smart, they'd send them to all the games for Reeves.
There can't be that many baddies there tonight, which means you're probably not going to get a great Austin Reeves game.
The guy's an absolute killer. I'm not even joking. He is having an unbelievable season. Yeah, he's awesome. All NBA first team right now.
He's awesome. Austin Reeves.
He's awesome, Reeves.
Honestly, oh, it was right
Is that
there.
What you just said?
No, I wish
oh, you didn't
I
even say
no,
it.
I didn't even say
You're
it.
Too
said,
dumb to think of that? 29 points per game, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. The guy's a machine.
I think this was a strong Skip. I'd imagine wherever Skip Bayless is, he is taking massive victory laps on this. He was like an Austin Reeves over like LeBron guy like 5 years
was
ago.
Was he really?
I swear to God, yeah.
The Reeves-Doncic, now it sounds like Luka's not going to play, but the Reeves-Luka combo has been filthy. How many times this year have we had them in, like, best NBA performer?
Every day, I imagine.
7!
Yeah.
At least.
Give me one reason to grab back, and I'll turn right back around.
Hold it.
Yeah.
Give me one reason to grab back, oh, and I'll turn right back around.
Yep.
And Jones and Keefe will leave you lonely, and they'll never change your mind.
Boston and Bruins also were winners last night, 5-2 over St. Louis. They take on the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night at the Garden, 7 o'clock puck drop. It's been 8 straight games now where they've alternated wins and losses. So if you are a believer in patterns, that would mean they lose tomorrow.
No, I told you, they are hockey's version of the Carolina Panthers. That's what
unfortunately does kind of seem like that.
Every other week.
Yeah. All right.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. She dips beneath the grab bags. Ooh.
Johan Oviedo was it Oviedo?
I've been saying Oviedo. I haven't actually gone.
I just got
looked at my pronunciation chart. Yeah,
they traded the password for him and last night, and we have made it official. You can check out the graphic at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. He is officially our Hoss of the Week. So congratulations to him. He clocks in at 6'6", 275.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. So well earned and well deserved. Yeah, what do you have?
May I weigh in with one text?
Please
here?
Do.
Text line 617-779-7937. AI told me the values of your units of measure. So I went to...
Is that true?
Well, sort of.
Oh.
Jones and Keefe use various humorous and situational units of measure. This is according
they find
to,
it funny. That's
to,
good.
To Gemini. That reference inside jokes or specific events for their Boston Sports Radio show on WEEI.
It's learning.
There is no single standardized list of these measures they are specific to the show's content and listener interactions. Examples of their casual units of measure mentioned. A ham. Used to value items at 9 or 10.
No, 10.
Okay, well, it's close. A high $2 to $8.
What?
Used as a future unit of measure reference, it says. So it's getting close. It's not.
It's all around.
I wouldn't use that.
Yeah, it's all around it.
Yeah.
No.
Grab bag.
Well, I would like to highlight an email that I received, Jones, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
I
got, please.
Well,
please.
I put the email out there because I said you can send in Kiefer Madness stories. A lot of people sent in the madness this week about the raccoon that broke into a liquor store, had too much of the booze, passed out by the toilet, right? So I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Keefer at WEI.com.
Just starfished right on the floor, yeah.
I also said that you can send in grab bags, all these grab bags that you hear,
yep.
Believe it or not produced by me. They're produced by other listeners out there and then rolled into the system by Nick.
Sometimes robots.
Also bots.
Yeah.
There's a lot of AI in there. I also said it's a great place for compliments. So if you want to send in compliments, you can. Shout out to Sarah from Walpole, who said, I'm a big fan. I think your show with Jones is absolutely awesome. You guys keep it so entertaining with all the different types of things you do between Kiefer Madness, Tier Tuesdays, Would You Rather Wednesdays, etc. I love the show. I listen to the whole show on the Odyssey app while working. I really hope management appreciates how well the 10 to 2 show is doing.
Oh.
And maybe you'll mention Sarah from Walpole during the grab bag. So there you go.
Do you, Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Yeah, okay.
Is it a compliment?
Sure, is it a compliment? I think that's a compliment.
I don't know.
Where do they send them
Could
again?
Be a rope-a-dope. Keefe at WEEI.com. Maybe this weekend you're sitting around. You're like, I really wanted to send somebody a nice message. I'll be there.
It's the giving season.
I will be there on the other end of that.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Kyler Murray done for the season. Not coming back. Kyler Murray will not be.
He's totally hurt.
Taking snaps for the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, where does he go next year? Is he even a starter? Kind of burned hot for him. He has a
decent probably go to Cleveland and they can join the graveyard.
No, that's a good one. Cleveland.
Quarterback graveyard.
Yeah. Jets.
Who else
is like a bad quarterback?
Vikings.
Saints.
He might fit in Miami.
Oh, Vikings.
Vikings.
Is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite?
Grab bag.
What do we got? The World Cup.
I'm
Jones,
sorry.
Let's go to our World Cup correspondent. What do you have?
Hang on.
That's Shaquille O'Neal now?
We just got over there. What's going on?
We just got. I thought that was a longer grab bag. I thought that was
some
grab
of them are short.
Bag.
No, it's not 2 minutes long.
Okay. The U.S. right now, we're going to find out who their pot two team is.
They should put Shaq next
group
to
Group D. Australia!
Ooh, they're playing Australia.
Aussie. Lose. Yeah, no, that's a good draw.
You think so?
Group D.
I don't know. Not if this guy has anything to say about it.
Grab bag.
Famously Australian, Jones. That's why I played that.
I got it.
Bluey's from Australia, as are all of his friends, or her friends.
They took a long time to update that graphic. I thought I had it wrong. That was right. USA
group
and Australia.
D.
Yeah.
What's the early analysis on that? Is that good? Is that a good draw for them?
Great draw. Okay. USA over Australia. Yeah.
You'll take them?
Yep.
All right. That's good. Good to hear. All right. Let's see what else we got.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags.
In a row?
College football tomorrow, we mentioned this, but you have the conference championship games. I'd say two great ones, and one terrible one. Right? Ohio State, Indiana, two undefeated teams. They're both going to make the tournament anyway, but one gets the automatic spot. Will they both get byes? Or is it only conference champions getting the byes?
No, they changed that rule. They could both.
So they might both, right?
Well, they might. I'm not sure about it.
Okay.
I bet if Ohio State loses, they've got a good chance.
Yeah.
But okay. But we have there's a bunch of games.
Georgia, Alabama, yeah, and Indiana, Ohio State are the two marquee games. ACC. This also goes to show you, you know, Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien struggling the way that they did this year in a conference where it's Virginia, Duke. Duke's not even ranked in the top 25.
Literally just going to say that. They're not ranked. UVA's 17.
And they stink.
That's the ACC.
UVA's not even that good. Yeah. And then the other game is BYU, Texas Tech, which is whatever.
Give me Tech.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
If you're looking for something to watch this weekend, in addition to all the football action, Jay Kelly is going to be on Netflix. This is the new Adam Sandler movie.
Oh.
Although it's like comedy drama, and this is the one he's getting some real buzz. He might get his first Oscar nomination as a supporting actor. George Clooney also in this movie, but apparently Adam Sandler is terrific.
So Sandler,
serious Sandler.
Sandler's never been Oscar nominated. He was nominated.
He should have for Uncut Gems, but he wasn't.
Well, what did he? Was it Golden Globes or not Golden Globe? What was he in for Uncut Gems? I thought it was something.
He got Oscars, snubbed though. By the Academy Awards. He
MTV Movie Awards?
Maybe he won a host of those.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Every year it was either Sandler, Jim Carrey, or Will Smith. They would just pass the baton to each other. Who was the best? They were all in a lot of really nice films. So, yeah.
Because something came in the mail today.
Grab bag.
Got him!
Got him indeed. This has got everybody talking, Jones. Speaking of Netflix, they have acquired Warner Brothers Discovery Studios and HBO for $82.7 billion. Mm-hmm. Maybe another unit of measure.
Maybe. Maybe, actually.
How much Warner Brothers and HBO cost.
Add it to the list.
So I don't really know what
this
means.
Update that graphic, Tarp.
A lot of like movie nerds and people like in the industry are kind of worried about this and wondering what it's going to mean for like future quality of movies. Also, theaters, for people who love to go to theaters. You see what Netflix is doing with a movie like Jay Kelly, a movie like Knives Out, a movie like Frankenstein, where they stream and they do put them in the theater, but for like 2 weeks.
A brief run.
A brief run. I think it allows them to get, you know, make a little bit of money, but also be eligible for all these awards and whatever else. But overall, the general consensus is this is not a great thing. And it also feels like we may have already been there, but we're getting closer and closer to three entities own everything.
Right.
You know, like every like, oh, what channel is this? Like, oh, yeah, that's also owned by this, which is owned by this, which is owned by this.
On the one hand, does that make it a little easier to keep track of all the, because I pay for all these things. So does it make it a little bit easier to keep track of it?
For twice.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is also going to be, I can't imagine how expensive this is going
to
be.
It's going to make it more, I mean, we'll just add HBO to Netflix. What's that?
What's the cutoff? No, honest question.
$40 a month? Like, what is that?
Would you, not just you, Jones, but everybody out there, the plural you, pay $45 a month, which is what some people's cable bill was, for Netflix HBO, which is essentially what that's going to be? Yeah, I think it's all the content on HBO, all the content on Netflix, and mash it together. Yeah, better question.
$50? I know, but like that. But now you're saying I can spend 50 and have it, or I can not spend 50 and not have it. Now, what am I? I'd probably rather end up renting
on Amazon for $4.
Spend the 50.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough go. I don't know. We'll see where it goes from here.
I'm a genie in a grab bag, baby. Come on and let me out.
All right, one of our favorite segments within a segment has Bob Ryan tweeted. Little Bob Ryan. He's very active.
Gotta guess, yeah.
Very active on Twitter. Nothing crazy here. He does seem to be responding to a few people, but that's about it. One guy says, can you name this TV series from just this shot? And he goes, And it's an old black and white
Gunsmoke
picture. It's not Gunsmoke, but he wrote a quote from the show.
Oh.
Just the facts, ma'am. Nothing but the facts. I believe that was Dragnet.
Dragnet.
So he's responding to a Dragnet thing. Somebody else wrote Gene Harlow and Marie Dressler in the perfect scene from The Marvelous Dinner at 8, which was a 1933 film.
Mm.
The person, Noir Chick in Old Hollywood, is what she goes by.
Oh, yeah.
She wrote, I adore this film. Are you a fan? Again, that's just to everybody. Right. That's not specifically to Bob.
What did Bob say, though?
Yes!
You gotta be. He said, you gotta be.
I assume that's on the Variety Top 100 comedies.
Oh, probably.
That probably was.
Probably made the cut. Point. That's a good point. Yeah, no, so he didn't say he was. He just said, you gotta be.
Yeah.
That grab bag
is one piece of
wooing!
All right, Jones, let's find out. Who was the best NBA performer from last night? Was it Austin Reeves?
Probably.
Probably. 44 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists. Was it
Scotty Barnes? He's going to be all-star.
Scotty Barnes, 23 points, 11 boards, 9 assists.
Nice player.
Was it Derek White? 30 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists.
Seven.
Was it Keontae George? 29 points, 5 rebounds, or 10 assists. Or was it Jordan Walsh?
I knew he was going to do this.
22 points,
yes.
7 boards.
Let's get it.
You know what? Jordan Walsh?
Never going to have the chance to do it again.
Oh.
Let's hand it out to Jordan Walsh.
Don't
this
motivate
one,
Austin Reeves.
Let's do it with this one time.
Reeves is going to score 50 tonight just because you wouldn't give it to Reeves.
Because I said it, and yep. All the baddies are getting shipped in.
Oh, the baddies will be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Laskanik,
Baseball Player of the Day.
Fair point on the text line. Cable was really never $45. But that's like if you went way trimmed way down.
I thought you were reading the
base package with 30 channels.
Yeah, okay, all right, I misspoke, but
I thought you were reading the text a few down.
No,
referring to the USA's group.
Stop it. My ex-wife? No.
Your ex-wife's favorite group, yes.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Be a professional for a second, would you? All right, let's get to the random baseball player today. This is a man who played 11 seasons in the bigs.
Okay.
Played for a variety of teams, but when he played with those teams, it was either at first base or left field. He would throw it in from the left side. He would also hit from the left side. He played for the Marlins, Rays, Mariners, Twins, Phillies, and Brewers.
Marlins, Rays, Mariners, some other teams after that. Yep.
Phillies, Brewers.
Yep.
Most games played with was with the Marlins, followed by the Rays and Mariners. Actually, that was in order of games played. He had, he was never an all-star. However, one year he hit 38 home runs.
Ooh.
A career 238 hitter.
Justin Bour.
Ooh, good one.
That is a good one.
He, 140 career home runs. His.
What era?
Okay, he played from 2010 to 2020. So thanks a lot, COVID.
Sounds like Justin Bour.
COVID might have knocked this guy out, which is unfortunate.
He's still with us.
Let me check.
Yeah, double check.
Let me
that,
check
if you don't
that.
Mind. That'd be a big clue.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God.
38 years young, in fact. Twitch
Lucas
line.
Duda?
Twitch chat has it.
You hear that one? Lucas Duda?
No, not Lucas Duda.
He's mostly a Met.
He was a big Met.
Yeah.
He was a big Met.
I got nothing. This is like
the fat bowler has it on Twitch.
I don't even have a guess.
It's not any of those guys. Text line.
Oh. Logan Morrison?
He got it!
The Red Sox win.
Lomo.
Never would have had that. Oh, yeah.
I had
Lomo.
Him in fantasy. Yeah, Lomo.
Was he like a...
Lomo Marlins.
Yeah, was
that
he
was
like
his Twitter handle for a while, I think.
Yeah, did he have like a decent Twitter follow? I actually don't remember that.
Yeah,
okay.
Lomo Marlins. He's a bigger character.
Yeah.
Get him on the show.
Oh, you probably could.
I'm on.
What's he... Check his cameo.
Oh, good one. More or less than a Cirillo.
Lomo. Less.
Cameo.
Less.
Let's see. He's got to be on there.
I'm going to say
it would be good for the holidays. Good gift.
Yeah.
Trying to give me some
coupons. Check that out. If you want to tap dance for a minute, the USA is back on the clock in Group D if you want that.
I have
Paraguay is playing Brazil and, my God, I'm going blind like Keith. What is that country?
Where? Oh, I can't read that
below
from here?
Below
you can
Brazil.
Read that?
Paraguay?
I'm good with flags, though. I can identify flags.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see anything.
Sick brag, bro.
So Logan Morrison was on Cameo.
Oh.
Quick update on that. It says here 23 fans want Logan Morrison back on Cameo.
Got it.
So it looks like he used to do cameos, no longer on there.
Oh, the USA got Paraguay. USA, Australia, Paraguay. Ooh, group's getting tougher.
They're not beating Paraguay.
That's a bad draw. Yeah. I don't like that. I like the Australian draw. I don't like the Paraguay one much. Yeah, the Paraguayans.
I can't find a price. It doesn't have a price on here anymore. It's a shame.
All right, well, we can't.
Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, we can't update the units of measure anymore.
Here it is. His bio on Cameo. Major League Baseball player in for the past decade. Father of two. Husband of the one. Holler at me.
Pretty all good. Right, so holler at him.
3.86 stars out of 5. He had 7 reviews.
Wife of the one. That's a good.
Yeah.
That's a good.
7.
1-star review from Dan. Who said, I chose Lomo because of the personality and fun I've seen him have on social media. Not what I got. 20 seconds, completely scripted, no emotion. And I guess I should have used some of my 250 characters to ask him to wear clothes because, as far as I could tell, he wasn't wearing anything weird.
20 seconds, no clothes?
We've all been there. So relatable.
That's like Chet Roulette.
Relatable guy.
That's not Cameo.
Just
that's
a shirt like Donald Duck.
That's Chet Roulette. That's not Cameo. 617-779-7937. All right. That's the crap bag. Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. I don't like USA Draw. I'm not liking it. I'm not liking where that's going.
Come on.
More of that, I'm sure, with WEEI Afternoons. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. I got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today I had an all-time stat. Would have been even better if you were listening to it. Yeah, so he's at 705 right now, which means he would need roughly 74 yards a game over the next four to get over 1,000.
That means he'd need about 74 yards a game. So call it an extra 20 yards a game.
I'm actually not totally sure.
Did you do all that math?
I just said 74 yards a game.
Yeah, a couple minutes ago. Yeah.
Oh, maybe,
yeah,
I
probably you were doing the math.
No, 100%. I was probably literally doing the math.
Let me save you the time right now. I'm telling you. Did you say he's averaging 54 a game?
No, that part I didn't say. I just said he's got 74 a game.
But he's going to go up by 20 a game. That's the increase in production. My bad. I was doing the math.
Nick was completely all right.
I was in my phone doing math, not listening.
I appreciate Nick listening to the show.
Not even one bit.
That was very handy today. That was good. But yeah, does Steph Diggs get 1,000 yards? Hart, do you think he gets to 1,000 yards?
He needs
for the
to average 74.
Yeah,
I don't even think he's going to get there.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
They don't have any primetime games left, and that's where he really had his best games, right?
But he does play the Bills again.
Ooh, he does play
he
the Bills.
He was fired up to play the Bills.
He might get 295 in that game by himself. I might just get there on that one.
I actually think he's been sneaky underused lately. And
yes.
There's been a couple cutaways. I don't want to be that guy, so I'm not saying
this. No, I can't be here for this.
But he looked a little perturbed when he goes to the sideline. One of them, he was like putting the big jacket on.
It's cold.
Just saying. Lucky they're winning.
You look perturbed.
Lucky they are winning.
I'm going to be on perturb watch when they come back. I didn't know that.
Bill's game is the perfect one. If he's not getting the ball and they might be losing, I'm saying look for perturbed.
There was a good line last night when they were talking about the Cowboys receivers, and Kirk Herbstreit was like, yeah, Pickens and Lamb love each other. If one guy's having a good game, the other guy doesn't matter. And there's like a little bit of a pause. Then Al Michaels goes, "Yeah, for now."
Yeah,
I love deadpan. That. He's like, "For now,
dude." Al is so good now because he's in that "Don't Give a Bleep."
Old Al doesn't care what he
when
says.
When they were in the fourth quarter last night, it was like 2 minutes left.
Oh, he hated it,
and he's just like, he just wants the game to end so he can go to bed. He's so angry. It's great,
and he doesn't sell reads or promos. No. He's like, "What are you going to do? No. Fire me?"
He's
Al
like, "What is that?"
Yeah, go
like
ahead.
They're selling like this big premiere of some show afterwards. Who cares? Like, what even is this? You ever heard of this? Like, just
can't wait till I get to that point in life.
You're close.
is coming up on today's
show? So we have our weekly chat with Mike Giardi. By the way, no Ted Johnson. He's taken some time to visit some
birthday
family.
Birthday party?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, no, he worked out.
It was birthday
that was
week.
His birthday last night as he just wanted to work out.
Pumps my iron.
He was actually annoyed that we said it on the air because he was getting like happy birthday texts that he's like, I'm going to have to reply to those at some point. Yeah, yeah.
It's good he has one day a year where he decides to work out. That's good for him. You know, he says he sets aside a day.
So we're going to start Red Sox this trade. Lil Gullible up. Optimistic Andy is long gone and hard to find after this trade.
Oh,
I hate
don't
this
care
trade.
For it. Okay.
I don't know what these messages are being sent. Like, they're setting us up for excitement and then doing nothing.
Yeah.
Unless I give you the out, if this is part of their super pen, if this, how do you say it? I heard Billy
Oviedo.
Say it a few different ways.
So. Oviedo. So am I. Yeah.
Oviedo.
I'm actually not sure. I've been saying
Oviedo.
Oviedo. I didn't even bother to check.
Yeah. If he's part of the super pen, okay, right. I'm not so down, but if he's a starter on this team, I am not happy unless you go get Alphonse, Pete Alonso, and Schwarber. Mm. So, little cranky Andy instead of little gullible, happy, optimistic Andy to start things off.
Stay tuned for it. WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.